As we close out 2025, I want to thank our listeners, subscribers, and supporters. I'm so very appreciative of all your support. And if you're wondering, how can I support this wildly entertaining rebroadcast podcast? You can join Patreon, where I post exclusive content and episode previews and other silliness. Buy Me a Coffee is another great way to do so as well. It's kind of like a tip jar, but I've added monthly support categories where, if you choose, you'll receive a special certificate when you choose an option. I'm telling you, this is heady stuff. I'm trying to save enough to make a decent donation to the Norm Nathan Scholarship Fund at the Berklee College of Music here in Boston. It's a slow process, so if you need a reason to help, that's one of my goals. Links are always in the bio, and on occasion, I even include them here at the end of this opening. We also close out the year with five, count them, five new countries to appear on the World Silliness Meter. Hola, ¿cómo está? To Bolivia and Panama. Gamajoba to Georgia. Salametsizbe to Kazakhstan. And Marhaba to the United Arab Emirates. I'm just so darn pleased. So, what do we have today? We have a swell music quiz from December 28, 1995, which is titled Confusion, Consternation, and Competition. Norm was filling in for Bob Raleigh with Mike Epstein producing. The rules. God help us. Three rounds. We ask, you answer correctly. Second round. If wrong, you're gone. Second round. You ask, we get it right. You're out of here. If we get it wrong, you move to the third round where we ask another question. You get it right, you win, and you don't, you're gone. And for the love of all things holy, have a question ready to ask us. All of that to win a misspelled certificate of award with funny jokes. The panel, Norm, Ed, myself at some point, and Jack Hart. Categories, rock and roll, by the decade if you like. Big band jazz, musical comedy, and possibly classical? All right, here we go. The list of callers. Mike in Norfolk, Fred from Medford, Brian in Worcester, Al from Beverly, Barbara in Quincy, John from East Boston, Paul in Michigan, Ellen from Lynn, Bob in Waltham, Robert from Medford, Andre in Seabrook, Larry on the Cape, Matt in Haverhill, Jeff from Boston, Les in Sharon, Todd from Maryland, Larry in Brookline, Freddie in his car, Tom from Dover, New Hampshire, Peter in Middleton, Tom from Boston, Fred in Medford, a different one, Helene from Belmont, John in Hopkinton, Rob from Ontario, Skip in Kittery, Maine, Fred from Westford, Frank in Salem, Joe from Norfolk, Virginia, Parker, Richard on a car phone in Plaistow, New Hampshire, Edmund from Franklin, or is it Franklin from Ed? No, Edmund from Franklin. Mario in Cambridge, Don from Cambridge, Jeremy in Milton, Brian from Melrose, and John in Revere. There's also some very partial commercial content and one complete one for the Globe Santa. Episode 268, Confusion, Consternation, and Competition conducts its way to your ears now. You're making
show. Oh, this is going to be a fun night. Actually, it's the Bob Raleigh Show. Bob is on vacation throughout this week. He'll be back next Monday night, Tuesday morning from his vacation. Meantime, tonight we have the swell music quiz, and we're just so darn excited about that. So if you'd like to take part in that, this would be a good time to call, because once we get going, the lines start to jam up. So now would be a time to call 617-254-1030. I'll introduce you to members of the panel in just a moment and give you the rules of the game. But the prize, if you stump us, and we cannot stump you, is a badly printed certificate of award with funny jokes on it and misspelled and stuff. Doesn't that sound like a great thing to win? And anyway, we'll tell you more about that and how we do it. But we have questions that we hope you'll ask us in the areas of rock and roll or big band music or jazz or musical comedy or whatever, and we will ask you questions along those same lines. We'll spell out the actual details of all that in just a moment. But first, okay, it's time to play the swell music quiz, and I'm really so excited about that. We hit a whole lot of categories, as I mentioned, rock and roll, big band, jazz, Or big band jazz, as a matter of fact. That could be one category right there. And also a musical comedy. And we'll explain things as we go along. Ed Mullen, who is our expert on rock and roll, is with us tonight. I'm so glad to see you. You nice little fella. That's a stupid way to introduce anybody.
Oh, this is great. No, we've had a very good year at doing the All Swell Music Quiz, and we're going to wrap it up with a bang tonight. Tony's here, and
Tony will be joining us a little bit. Tony Nesbitt, Epstein is our producer. And as a matter of fact, Jack Hart will be playing the game with us. Jack is the WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network, who is he's imprisoned in a little cell in back at Government Center, where they've kind of locked him into a room so he doesn't stray and does his traffic report.
But a little bit of light shines in through the moon cut into the door.
Well, I look at underneath the door where there's a pool of blood pouring in. That's just in case you get too wise. That's the Westinghouse hitman. They warn you, don't fool with us, because we own the CBS network. Anyway, tonight is kind of fun, and your specialty is rock and rock, I guess, primarily, isn't it?
Who, me?
Who else am I looking at right this moment?
Oh, I couldn't tell, you know, if you were looking to the left or to the right.
No, actually, people who are listening don't quite catch that, because you really are in an office at the Government Center, and we are here in the wherever it is, Alston.
Yes, yeah. Gateway to lovely downtown Brighton.
Yeah.
But yes, I do mostly am familiar with rock and roll. However, you know, swing and blues and so forth and so on, I'm also hip too.
Is hip? Hip is kind of square, isn't it?
Well,
even hip is not even hip. Cool, is it cool? Is that the Carlton? Boy, that's cool.
I hear
kids say cool a lot. Anyway, Ed, if you would kind of outline the rules, because you're much better at this than I am, and we'll get the game underway. And with a couple of contestants under our belt, people will get an idea of how you play this.
Okay, great. Basically, it's three rounds. We'll throw a question out on the table first, and you can try and answer it. If you get it right, you can advance to the second round, where you get to ask us a question. Would all the calls tonight please have a question ready for us in the same category? For instance, if you want a question about rock, have a rock question ready. If the second round, if you stump us in the second round, you move on to the third round, and we'll get an opportunity to stump you one more time. But if you get by that, you win the big certificate that Norm's going to be promoting all night long.
Yeah, the certificate of award, which is just a wonderful thing. It's unsuitable for Framingham.
But it is okay for Natick.
but it is okay for Natick. It's unsuitable for Framing. I wonder if Framingham is... Well, never mind. Okay, let's get to our first call. This is Mike, who's in the town of Norfolk. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Just tone yourself down just a little bit. Relax. Anyway, this is kind of fun. What category would you like to pick, Mike?
Rock and roll.
Okay, so we have a question for you, and here's Ed Mullen to ask that.
Okay, let's start off with rock and roll in the 70s. How about that, Mike? All right, 1973, Ringo had his first number one hit with Photograph. It was written by him and one of the Beatles. Which one?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney is wrong. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry.
We'll leave that on the table, and if any of the callers want to take a swipe at that, that'll be fine.
Okay, as a matter of fact, we can throw a couple of things on the table.
Sounds good.
Would be one of them. And in the area of jazz and big band, this is kind of a combination of both. There was a band that at one time had what was known as the All-American Rhythm Section. And it was composed of Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And the orchestra leader himself played piano. But that was considered one of the really great rhythm sections of all. What band was that? We'll leave that. That can be either jazz or big band, whatever you'd like. Okay, and in the musical comedy area, here's an interesting question. In World War II, there was only one army unit that was integrated. You remember Harry Truman integrated the armed services, but after World War II, it was a segregated service up to that point. But this was one unit that was, as a result of a Broadway show. What was the name of the show? Who wrote that show? Okay, those are a couple of things that we'll kind of let the sitting up sit on the table. Our phone number is 617-254-1030. We'd love very much for you to play. And we'll go to Fred in Medford. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Norm. Can you repeat that Beatles question, that Ringo Starr question, please?
Yep, here's the question for you. In 1973, Ringo had a number one hit with Photograph. It was written by himself and one other Beatle. Which one?
I don't have to take this now, do I? I just wanted to repeat it.
You want a new question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. In Rock and Roll in the 70s, the Jackson 5 burst onto the music scene in 1970 with four number one hits. This is a multiple choice. How many weeks did a Jackson 5 song occupy the number one spot? A, 5. B, 7 weeks. C, 10 weeks.
I say 5 weeks.
Nope, that's not true.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. Thank you very much for trying. Okay, we still have we have a couple of lines open, so this is a good time to call before the lines get all jammed up and it becomes almost impossible to get through. But you can now. Okay, 617 is the area code to Boston. 254-1030. Brian in Worcester. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Norm.
What category would you like?
I'd like to try Rock and Roll from the 70s.
All right, Rock and Roll from the 70s. Do you want a new question or one already on the table?
Well, I only heard one that was on the table. It was something to do with Ringo. I caught part of it as I was coming on.
Okay, do you want that one? Want me to rephrase?
Could you?
Sure. Yeah. In 1973, Ringo had a number one hit with Photograph. Now, it was written by Ringo and one other Beatle. Which one?
Can I try George Harrison?
George Harrison is correct.
Hey, very good, Brian.
Great. Now, do you have a question for us?
You probably know this, but I'll give it a shot. Who sang American Pie?
Don McLean.
You got it.
Yeah.
Way to go now.
Okay, Brian. Thank you very much. It's kind of funny. It's one of the few rock and roll questions I knew an answer to. I didn't mean to. I've upstaged you on that one. Ed and Jack, but...
When you jump up and down and grab the microphone like that, I just take a back seat to it.
There was a brief period when I was actually playing some of the pop music of the day, and that was one of the big ones at that point. Okay, let's go to Alan Beverly. Later on, I want to sing all 19 verses of American Pie, by the way. Al, hi. You're on WBZ. Nice to have you play the Swell Music Quiz with us.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. What category would you like?
Big band jazz.
Okay. Did you hear the question that I had before? You don't need to take that.
The rhythm section, that'd be the Count Basie band.
Exactly. Freddie Green guitar, Walter Page bass, Joe Jones drums, and of course Count Basie playing the piano. That was known as the All-American Rhythm Section.
Yeah, okay. And the Broadway show, I think, was that This Is the Army.
Well, no, don't. Hold on. Just one question at a time.
I thought you wanted me to answer.
No, I don't. Just the big band section.
Oh, okay.
You loud mouth.
This guy's cutting through all the questions.
Yeah, you screwed up everything now. You're a bad person.
Sorry, I crutched
you. The WBZ Hitman, the Westinghouse guys, will be out at your house within days, so you better block your nose.
No, sorry.
I'm sorry. Hit us with a question now. Do you have a question?
Oh, no, I don't have one.
No, please. I mean, that's the idea. You have to have a question so that you can try to stump us. If you stump us, then we ask you another question, and that's when you go on to win the Swell Certificate of Award.
Oh, I have to give you a big band question.
Yeah, that's right. Because whatever, we might reiterate that whatever the categories that you pick first is the one we stay with for all three questions.
Right off the top of my head, I can't...
And again, anybody who's calling to take part in this, if you would have a question ready in the category that you picked, we certainly appreciate it. Okay, you got something, Al?
Who did a lot of the arranging for the Tommy Dorsey band back in the...
Well, I mean, he had a number of arrangers. One was Cy Oliver.
Okay, you got it. That's who I was thinking of.
Okay. Thank you very much, Al.
Right.
In fact, we used to say that he had a... Tommy Dorsey had a song called Opus Number One, and you'd always introduce it saying, here is Cy Oliver's Opus Number One. It was the same as like saying, here's Hokey Carmichael's Stardust.
everybody after a while thought that was the full title of all of these things. Okay, let's go to Barbara in Quincy. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. We kind of hope you win a certificate award because we got piles of them here and nobody has won anything yet.
Well, I was going to say Count Basie, but somebody beat me to the punch.
Well, what would you like to stick with that category, big bands?
Jazz would be good.
Jazz, okay. And I guess we ask you a question first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me give you three nicknames of musicians. Name two out of three of who the people are that we're talking about. One was called Prez. Who
Lester
is he?
Young.
Lester Young is correct. Bean.
Coleman Hawkins.
Oh, you know your stuff. The third one was Bird, and I know you know
Charlie
that.
Charlie Parker.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. Now hit me with hit all of us with a jazz question, if you would.
Well, did you ever hear of a vocalist named King Pleasure?
Yes, I have.
What was his real name?
I don't have any idea. I think it was Myron Myrovitz. Something. I don't have.
That was your school buddy.
No, he was a great improvisation singer.
Right.
And King Pleasure. Gee, I haven't heard that name in a very long time. What was his real name?
Clarence Beeks. B-E-A-K-S.
Clarence Beeks. Wow.
Yeah, I
think he sat next to me in Hebrew school. Okay. So I'm going to ask you one more question. And
okay.
if you get this, you are a winner,
okay.
You devil. Okay. And I think you know because you sound like you really know what you're talking about. I'll give you some more musicians who played in a big band. Tell me what the band was.
Okay.
Harry Carney, Cootie Williams, Lawrence Brown, Johnny Hodges.
How about Duke Ellington?
Duke Ellington, you know, is exactly right.
Okay.
Okay, so hang in there.
First winner.
Yeah, very good. The first winner of the night.
Ooh.
And Mike Epstein will take the information, and we'll get one of these really crummy certificates of award out to her.
Don't hold your breath.
No, she'll get it. I don't know whether it's anything she'd really care to have, but it'd be kind of fun. John in East Boston. Hi, John.
Hi.
How you doing?
Not bad at all.
Good. What category would you like?
Rock, please.
Rock, okay.
All right. How about a rock of the 50s?
Ooh, okay.
All right, give this a try. I think you might get it. In 1956, his first hit, Ooby Dooby, was with the group The Teen Kings. In 1981, Don McLean had a hit with a remake of his hit called Crying. Who is he?
Oh, I haven't a clue.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm thank you very much for trying anyway, Big John.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you for calling. Did you know the answer to that, John? Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Is your real name John? John,
yeah.
Your name is actually John Hart.
It's actually John Paul.
John Paul Hart. You ought to use that. That's kind of a distinguished name for a traffic guy.
Yes. You know how distinguished we traffic guys are.
Oh, terribly. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
John Paul Hart with the traffic.
You can affect a little British accent. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And roll your R's.
Yeah. Rough riding on every road.
Okay. Let's go to Paul, who's out in Michigan. Where in Michigan are you, Paul?
Grand Blanc. Just below Flint. You remember I'm the guy that called you, told you that I played over there at the totem pole?
Yes,
time ago.
Yes, I do remember. So
do you remember?
I would suspect then that your category would probably be big bands. Is that what you want to try?
Well, I don't really remember too much about that, but I have some trivia for you.
Well, no, never mind the trivia. We have to ask you a question first. And what category would you like? We have big bands, we have jazz, we have rock and roll, and we have the musical comedy.
Well, let's take big bands.
Okay, you're going to stick with the big band one then. Okay. Xavier Cugat and Johnny Long both played the same musical instrument. What was it?
Fiddle.
Fiddle is right. Now, you ask us a question.
All right. This is trivia. You've driven down the
I'm sorry. Say that again. I didn't get that beginning.
Trivia. This is trivia.
Well, no. Just ask us a question.
All right.
You don't have to label
who
it.
Who is the band leader whose theme song was Memories of You, and he played trumpet and trombone?
Sonny Dunham, I think.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay.
Who was that? Sonny what?
Sonny Dunham, D-U-N-H-A-M. Not one of the most well-known big band, but That memories of you were so beautiful. I think I used to cry even when I was young listening to that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Paul. I'm sorry that we stumped you, or you didn't stump us, or however we work it. But thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Xavier Cugart, the samba king, played the fiddle?
Played the violin, and Johnny Long played the violin left-handed.
Wow.
So, you know, when you play the violin left-handed, you have to restring them. It's E-A-D-G of these strings. Normally E is on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. But if you're playing left-handed, you have to restring it so that E is on the left side. E-A-D-G, and it'll run that way.
Uh-huh.
Am I impressing you, or am I just boring you? Okay.
I'm shocked and amazed, but I'm just trying to picture like mambo music on a violin. I don't know if it'd work.
No, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen him play it. Or maybe I have. I'm not really sure. But that is his instrument. Hmm. Ellen and Lynn, hi, you're on WBZ. Hi, what category would you like?
Hi, Norm. I'd like rock.
Rock, okay.
We'd like to answer a question already out there or a new one?
Could I have a new one?
Okay, here's a new one. In Chuck Berry's song, Johnny Be Good, what state does Johnny come from?
Comatose? Would that be the answer?
Later on, he was in a state of shock. Your turn, Jack.
I'll guess Alabama. I don't know.
Okay, we'll put that just out there for anybody else who wants to use that as their introductory thing. I'm sorry, Ellen. Okay. I wanted so much to give you a certificate of award so you could post it in Lynn City Hall.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, now is the time to talk, Jack. Were you saying anything special?
Oh, I said I'm in a state of shock. That, you know, I mean, if you know, all you have to do is know like one portion of that song, and
that's right.
Okay, do you think that was a fairly easy question?
Yeah. You know, it's easy if the whole point of that is you have to start singing the song.
Oh, I
so
see.
I like to get, you know, if someone could just start doing that, they would find the answer very easily.
Yeah.
But they would have to sing the song.
So folks at home, start tapping your toe.
Okay.
People breaking out their 45s right now. Come on. I don't know.
Maybe Bob and Waltham can sing that song. Bob, hi. You're on WBZ with the Swell Music Quiz. Nice to talk with you.
How are you, Norm?
I'm just fine. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I know those two rock and roll ones. Can I take one of those?
Absolutely.
Okay, the Oobie Doobie, that's Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison is correct. Let me restate the question. It was in 1956. His first hit was Oobie Doobie, and it was with the group The Teen Kings. And in 1981, Don McLean had a hit remake of Roy Orbison's famous song called Crying.
Right. I saw him a few days before he died.
Really?
Yeah, he was at the Channel in South Boston.
One of his last ones, he was on tour, and he was in Boston. That's right. He was at the Channel.
That's right. Yeah, he was great.
I think it was the last show.
No, actually, there was like one more show that he did. I don't know, it was the Midwest or somewhere before he died.
Hmm. Is the Channel still open?
No.
Because that was one of those huge nightclubs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
They tried to make it into a strip club for a while.
Can I ask you one quick question about Roy Orbison before you go?
Okay.
How did he perform? How was his performance?
Oh, he was great. He really was. He was excellent.
Okay. Now you have a question for us.
Yeah. Norm, you should know this from back in your rock and roll days with M.E.X.
When I was with M.E.X., there was no rock and roll. That was before rock and roll came along. Because
okay.
I left in the early 50s. That was even before Elvis Presley.
That's right.
But hit me anyway, maybe.
All right.
Maybe I'll know.
Tony will probably know this.
Tony or Ed Mullen or Jack.
Who sang the Purple People Eater?
That's easy. Jack, you want to take that one?
No, I'll let you take it.
Okay. Sheb Woolley.
That's right. And what television show was he one of the stars in? I'm watching it right now.
Sheb Woolley?
Yeah, it's on the FX network.
Hmm. Sheb Woolley.
Okay, but you agreed that we did answer the question.
Yeah, you got that one fast.
Okay, so this is kind of a PS to that question.
What, Hee-Haw?
Nope, Rawhide.
Was he on Rawhide?
Yeah, he's one of the stars. Actually, of course, Clint Eastwood... And what's his name? Eric Fleming were the big stars in it, but he was one of the cast members that was on every day too. Yeah.
Did Frankie Lane sing? Is that the
That's
one he
right.
sang the
Frankie
theme
Lane
song to?
Rawhide,
hey,
right.
Ooh, ha, 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 round, round. Right. Yeah, Rawhide. Anyway, hey, thanks for calling, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
considering we're giving away, we've only given away one certificate award, considering what a crummy prize it is, it's too bad. I hope we can give away a few more than that. Okay, let's go.
We'll give two to the next person.
Oh, we will not. Stop that. I got to address these things. Anyway, Robert in Medford. Hi, Robert. You're on WBZ.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, we hope that you'll be going on and doing great work. What category would you like?
Well, I wanted to say that that Roy Orbison answer. That's why I dialed.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you a new question, though.
Okay.
Would you like that?
I'm the guy who called years ago, who used to play in the Marine Band, the President's Band in Washington.
Hmm.
And Norm Nathan played four flourishes and ruffles for me.
Yes, I did. I did, and I was very good at that. I was
yeah.
I was one of the few really virtuosos of that instrument in the eastern part of the United States.
The way you played that, it was unbelievable.
Oh, and I remember glancing over at you, and you were standing there, tears rolling down your face.
I didn't want to get out of parade rest, though, and wipe the tears.
Okay. You ready to stop fooling around and ready for your question,
right,
big guy?
Fooling around. You don't have a classical category.
No, we don't. We don't. I suppose I could make one up.
No, that means we'd have to answer questions.
That's
on
right,
classical.
So then you'd ask me. No, actually, I was interested in classical music before I got interested in jazz.
Okay, make one up.
Okay, I'll make one up. Okay,
no.
I'll make one up. work by Ravel that is supposed to be absolutely sensuous and wonderful and make love, it's supposed to affect you that way in a very erotic kind of way. It was written by Maurice Ravel.
Oh, the Bolero.
It was the Bolero, that's correct.
Wow.
Okay, good. Hey, we're doing okay so far for a made-up category. What question do you have for us that I'll fail miserably on?
No, I'll give you a big band one.
No. We have to stick with the same category.
Oh, we have to stick?
Oh, yeah, those are the rules in the exciting music quiz guidebook.
Can I give you one as easy as the one you gave me?
Ooh.
Well, it would be nice if you wouldn't.
Okay.
It would indicate that you were a kind person and a friend.
All right, excellent. So that you, to win your friendship, how many symphonies did Mozart write?
Oh, geez.
I know this.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
How many?
40. Or is it 41 or 40?
What's the answer?
Since you didn't say yes right away on 40, I'm going to go with 41.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah. Oh, I know the answer. I'm waiting for you two to collaborate.
Okay, no, that's the answer. Ed said 40 or 41. 41, I guess, was his final answer. Would you give or take one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's one symphony between friends?
That's right, too. You know, he.
All right, it's 41.
Maybe you could take
it. It is 41.
It is 41.
Son of a gun. There's a whole new category I hadn't even thought about. I mean, I thought about it, but I didn't think any one of us knew anything about that. Hey, Robert, I thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Very lucky he asked when we knew.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, let's.
That is not an official category. That's about it.
No, that's not. We won't be taking more classicals. We haven't prepared for that. But maybe we can bring that up. No, never mind. Unless we bring in a classical music expert, you know.
In the third movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, what theme...
Now you have to talk like Robert J. Lertzum if you want to be really authoritative.
In Beethoven's third movement...
And now, the intermezzo from the Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni... Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we won't. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to Pat Galusso of Melrose. Pat is the...
Who might not have had one at all without you. From all of us at the Boston Globe, thank you.
Isn't she obsequious? The word for today, ladies and gentlemen, is obsequious. No, she's pandering with that sweet little voice. We want to thank you very much for being just so darn nice. You're just wonderful the way... We love you. We dearly love you. In fact, we're silencing the Globe presses for 10 minutes on a Saturday in your honor.
So we can walk around and smooch them.
That's right. We're turning out the lights in our composing room because you're so darn nice. Thank you. I think we'll hear from the Globe on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Andre in the Seabrook. Hi, Andre.
Good morning.
Good. Yeah, it is morning, isn't it? Good morning to you.
Thank you.
What category would you like?
Rock and roll, please.
Rock and roll. Okay.
Okay, how about rock and roll in the 60s?
Okay.
All right. Name the singer who was Dizzy for 4 weeks at number one in 1969.
Wow.
Keyword there?
Dizzy.
That could be a lot of people.
Of course, being a jazz fan, I think of Dizzy Gillespie, but I can't imagine that would be the answer.
It is not.
It is not the answer. What do you think the answer is, Andre?
I have no idea.
Oh.
You know, I'm referring to that song called Dizzy, right?
You know the song that... Right. Yep.
I'm okay. So dizzy.
That's the one. Okay. Hey, thank you, Andre. Okay. I'm sorry you didn't get that. Let's go to... But that's a question somebody else can use as their lead in court. Do we have many questions out like rock and roll? Why don't you mention
all
that?
Right. In Chuck Berry's song, Johnny Be Good, what state does Johnny come from? I named the singer who was Dizzy for 4 weeks at number one in 1969. And the Jackson 5 burst onto the music scene in 1970 with 4 number one hits. How many weeks did a Jackson 5 song occupy the number one spot? Multiple choice, 5, 7, or 10 weeks. And you pick one of those. And let's see. And that brings us up to date.
Okay. And our number 617-254-1030. We go to Larry down on the Cape in Orleans. Hi, Larry.
Well, good evening, Norm. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. What category would you like?
I'd like to take that Johnny Be Good thing there.
All right.
I think I know the answer to that.
What state did Johnny come from?
I'm going to have to say Louisiana.
You are correct.
Now, what's the story here? I just turned on here.
Yeah, you have to. You ask us a question in the same. You have to stick with the same category.
This is a segue. This couldn't be better.
Okay.
What?
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. What is the motto, or what I should say? What is the capital? It's actually a two-part question.
That's geography.
It's almost like I'm making it up myself here. I forgot. What was the category?
Now, the category is rock and roll is what you have.
Memory problems this morning.
I'm sorry. Who is this, please?
I woke up and I went to the bathroom. I hadn't gotten up yet. Let me see. What is the capital city of Louisiana, and what is it known
as? Now, wait a minute. No. We're talking rock and roll, and you're talking geography now.
This ties in.
No, it doesn't. It's a totally different subject.
No, it goes... The capital of Louisiana.
Yeah.
The question here was Louisiana. You won't take that?
It sounds like you're asking a question on geography, not on music, and we're talking rock and roll now.
Oh. Well, it's a rock and roll city.
Yeah, can you ask us a question on rock and roll? Because we're going to have to move along, Larry. The line and behind you
all
is
right.
Beginning to pile up all around the corner.
All right. And now, if you guess this, what happens?
We come down and we hit you on the head.
Okay, I can go for
no,
that.
No. If we guess this, then that's the end of that. But if we don't guess it, then you ask us. We ask you a question, and if you know the answer to that,
all right.
Are you following all this, Larry? I have a feeling I'm losing you with this.
The song "See You Later, Alligator."
Yes.
Who made that?
Bill Haley in the comments.
You're right.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much. Let's get rid of him quickly.
I thought we were playing Geographax there.
What is the largest import of Kathmandu?
Cats.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, doo-doo is what it is. Is the answer. Okay, Matt, who's up in Haverhill. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, so far we're doing moderately well, but our standards are very low, so what the heck? What category would you like?
The rock and roll one.
Rock and roll!
That Johnny B. Good thing sat out there for like 10 minutes or whatever it was. It was the easiest thing on the face of the earth. And now I'm left with the Dizzy question there or something like that.
Oh, how about a new one? Brand new question.
Well, if I answer the Dizzy one, I think I know the answer. Do I have to give one about rock and roll in the 60s, or can I do
any rock and roll?
Okay, I'm going to take a guess on that, say Tommy James.
Can you repeat that answer?
Tommy James?
Wrong.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I feel just so bad.
I should have taken the other one. Oh, well.
And you're from Haverhill, my mother's birthplace and everything.
Oh, I know. I'm right around the corner from there.
Well, now, where are you?
I'm on Pilling Street.
Are you really?
Yep.
My folks were married on Pilling Street.
Married on Pilling Street?
No, they really were, yes.
I feel
yes.
bad for them. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that was thousands of years ago. Nobody lived there. There were two sheep. and it's not down the street from the Bartlett School, where my mother went to school. Anyway, Matt, see, now, even saying all that, I feel even worse that you didn't guess the answer. I feel just
yeah,
as bad.
I had. You know, I should have gotten the Chuck Berry one. I wouldn't have asked you a question about Louisiana either, you know that?
No, hey, take care, Matt. Thanks for calling.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That's kind of funny. My folks did get married in the street he lives on. I'm just a thrill. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Boston. Jeff, you're on WBZ playing the swell music quiz. You
hey,
lucky fellow.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi. What category would you like?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Okay.
Okay, here's, do you want a new question for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, a new one, please.
Okay, how about the 60s?
Sure.
All right. What group found that kicks keep getting harder to find? Emphasis on the word kicks. What group found that kicks keep getting harder to find?
Kicks.
Just keep getting harder to find.
Love and Spoonful?
Love and Spoonful, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Okay,
thanks for trying. Kick sounds like a slogan to a... Wasn't there a breakfast cereal, Kicks? Kids love
yeah.
Kicks or something like that at one time?
Yeah, that's and right. If you put them behind the Cocoa Puffs, they're harder to find.
That's right.
Okay. Les in the Sharon. How you doing, Les?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. What category would
How
you
about
like?
Big bands.
Big bands. Okay, I think we can oblige you there. Okay. Racing with the Moon. I'll give you one I know you know the answer to. Who used that as a theme song?
Vaughn Monroe.
Vaughn Monroe, a man with muscles in his throat. Racing with the Moon. That's correct. Now, what do you have for us?
Well, one of the big bands was Tommy Dorsey. He had a big hit called Marie. And there was a famous trumpet solo in that number. Who played the trumpet?
The trumpet was played by... The trumpet solo was...
Your time's up.
A Big Spider Beck or Bunny Berrigan. It was one of the...
Well, it was Bunny Berrigan, but you said Beck, so...
Okay, so I missed. You're right. You're absolutely. I know it was one or the other.
You're right.
Okay. So I was wrong there. Okay. I'll give you another one then. And if you guess this one, then you win the certificate of award, and I think you certainly earned it because you're a good person. What band leader had a theme song? His theme song was Cherokee. He was also known as the White Duke Ellington.
Charlie Barnett.
Charlie Barnett is correct. A devotee of Duke Ellington's bands to the point where a lot of his stuff sounded like Ellington and that kind of... But you win. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
we'll get one of these cheaply printed certificates of awards out to you. And thank you so much. I should have known that Bunny Berrigan thing. I feel just so bad. Okay. Let's go to Todd down in Maryland. Hi, Todd.
How you doing, Norm?
Hey, we're doing okay so far.
I can barely get you in, but it's fun to listen.
Where in Maryland are you?
The Eastern Shore, down near Ocean City.
Oh, that sounds like pretty country down there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What category would you like?
Do you have blues?
No, we have rock and roll and jazz, but not a specific blues category.
But go with rock
Although
and roll.
I can see Ed Mullen is thinking maybe we can come up with a blues. What about you, Jack Hyde? Do you have a blues question?
Do I have a blues question?
Are you heavily involved in blues where you could handle this category?
Yeah, I know a little something about blues. Let's see. Let me think here for a second. But not that quickly.
you're going to do a rock and roll thing then. I guess maybe we better go on with that because we really don't have a specific category.
Yeah, go ahead with rock and roll.
Okay. Incidentally, Tony Nesbitt has just joined us and... So we have a whole bunch of you rock guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the question for you. Big Joe Turner.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. I'm doing something terribly wrong here. Okay.
All right.
Check. All okay.
Right. This is a test. Okay. We're back on. And Big Joe Turner had several R&B hits like Flip Flop Fly and Corrina Corrina. But his hit Shake, Rattle, and Roll was covered by what plaid-jacketed rock pioneer?
Isn't that interesting? Now, Joe Turner, I think of, is a blues singer.
Roll.
That's why.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Yeah. I'm sorry, did you get the whole question, or did I talk you right out of it with all that?
Oh, I heard it. I can only think of Jerry Lee Lewis, and I don't think it's him.
No, Shake, Rattle, and Roll was covered by what? Plaid Jacketed Rock Pioneer.
Oh, Plaid. Yeah, it doesn't give it to me, but that shouldn't have been him.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Todd. I'm sorry that you didn't get that, and I appreciate the call. We'll go to Larry in Brookline. Hi, Larry. You're on WBZ.
Hi, Norm. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
All right.
What category?
I want to try that rock and roll Dizzy question that's out there.
Okay.
All right. Name the singer who was Dizzy for 4 weeks at number one in 1969.
Was it the band The Archies?
That's not the one I have. Are you sure of that? Or?
No.
No? No, that
if you said
the Archies did Sugar Sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of bubblegum music they did.
Yeah. And they were developed by Don Kirshner. Remember Don Kirshner's
Rock concert? Rock concert, of course.
Yeah. But anyway, unfortunately the answer to that question is wrong.
Well.
Okay, Larry, thanks for trying.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, 617-254-1030 is the number if you want to take part in all of this. We'll go to Freddie, who's in his car somewhere out there. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, Normie, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, thanks. What category would you like?
The rock and roll. The Shake, Rattle, and Roll song.
Okay, yep.
Bill Haley and the Comets?
You got it. Bill Haley and the Comets did Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Go ahead now.
Got one for you relating to Roy Orbison.
Okay.
He starred in one movie. Do you remember what movie he starred in?
Yes.
Roy Orbison?
Yes. The Fastest Guitar Alive?
Fastest Guitar in the West.
Oh.
And he starred in it?
He starred in it, yeah. It was a weird movie, Norm. It was one of those movies where he would pluck a string and a gun barrel would come out of the guitar and shoot you.
Is that right?
Yeah. This is Freddie the Comic, by the way.
Hi, Freddie.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you. Okay, I think we got close to that, but we kind of missed it. So you're still in the running. And,
cool.
And we'll ask you one more question then, and if you guess this one, then you get the swell certificate of award.
Okay.
Which is you can show off to your friends and perhaps bring to the clubs. Well, then again, maybe just rip up and throw away.
All right. The Beatles covered the songs Matchbox, Honey Don't, and Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby. Now, these songs were written by what 1950s rockabilly guitar player?
Johnny Cochran.
Nope.
All right.
Oh, you said it was such. You were so sure of yourself. I would have believed you.
I was kind of hoping for that other question, Dizzy again. So.
Okay, Freddie, thanks for calling.
Take care, Normie.
You too. Bye bye.
That's so funny.
No, he was saying Johnny Cochran. I think he meant Eddie Cochran, and that was wrong too. But he was saying Johnny Cochran, OJ's lawyer.
Hey, this Tom, who's up in Dover, New Hampshire. Hi, Tom, you're on WBZ.
Hey, how you doing tonight? I'll try that Dizzy rock and roll question.
All right, been sitting there for a while. Name the singer who was Dizzy.
My favorite song back then, Tommy Rowe.
Tommy Rowe is correct. Excellent. Now, do you have a question for us?
Sure do. What is the only foreign language titled song that was put out by the Beatles?
Well,
I can hear it in my head.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
it's not just one.
They put out several foreign languages.
They played in the Cavern Club in Germany.
Foreign language in the title.
Yeah, it was one da 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 da.
You're thinking of Michel.
No, that's right. Cause just the title was French name, but that's not it apparently.
Yeah, because then they would sing Michel, My Belle, and then they'd go into a little French phrase.
I'm talking about the title.
But I Want to Hold My Hand was one of them, and then She Loves You was the other one.
And they were done in a foreign language?
Done in German.
Yeah, I was thinking about the I Want to Hold Your Hand one. Come Give Me a Dine Hand.
It's a good question. Yeah, when they did so many songs at the Cavern Club in Germany... Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about the one, She Loves You.
Yeah.
That's also correct.
They also did another one that maybe you're not aware of. It's called Marche via Sibylla mit der Carpenterie Elgin de Fieser.
Must be on a B-side.
It's
an unreleased. That's coming out in the anthology, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's Oh, well, if you're really devoted Beatle fans, you would be able to sing that right along with me.
You should hear the outtakes. Norm Nathan, the 10th, the 9th Beatle.
Hey, thanks for calling, Tom.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
You know what I just said? Because that was a legitimate sentence. You make like an onion with your head in the ground and your feet up in the air.
Like an onion.
Mach wie Zibbele. Zibbele is an onion. I'm speaking Yiddish, actually, because I don't really know German. and the fies a hoof, mean the feet up in the air. Isn't that interesting?
That's pretty close there.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that you mentioned it, it sounds very familiar.
Okay.
Yeah, matter of fact, I heard that just on the subway someone
said. Yeah. Now they do this version with an accordion and a couple of ukuleles, and it's really elevator music. But it wasn't written. It was
the onion polka?
I think it's called the Libertarian Onion Polka, something like that. Anyway, some guy named David leads the group.
Oh, I
forgot his last name. Mm. This is Peter in Middleton. Are you really calling from Middleton, Peter?
This is true, Norman. Good morning.
Do we know each other?
We've met once or twice at a town meeting.
Oh, good. You come to town meetings.
I sure do.
You're a good fella.
Thank you.
Great. You got to win now, please.
Just went to the top of the list in Norm's category.
Yeah,
if you go to town meetings in Middleton.
I'll whisper the answer.
I know, he's going to cheat.
In fact, just leave your name with Michael. Send your certificate
we'll send
anyway.
That's right. My category is rock and roll, and I want to take a shot at one of the earlier questions.
Okay.
Kicks.
What group found that Kicks just keep getting harder to find?
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
You are correct.
And by the way, Norm, it was Kicks are for kids.
Oh, that's right.
K-I-X. Kicks. And the cereal's still up.
No, Tricks are for kids.
Tricks are for kids. Tricks are for kids. Kicks
are crunchy little corn balls.
Mom tested, kid approved.
Kicks.
Kicks. Tricks have the rabbit.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Silly rabbit, yeah.
Kid. Kicks are crunchy little corn balls.
Alex, I'll take cereals for $400.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I've been debating between that and the Greek anthropologist. What? I lost track of where we are. You ask us a question now. Is that where we are? Okay, Peter?
Yes. There was a young lady who was introduced to the musical world by the Beatles. She had one hit, one song, and it was a hit, and it was the only song she ever had. Those were the days. Who was the woman?
Oh, I know.
Go ahead.
Mary Hopkins.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, that was quite a nice record. I like that. Whatever happened to her?
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Actually, you think about people every now and then and that they hadn't thought about
royalties from All in the Family, maybe.
Yeah.
They used to sing that in the beginning.
That's right. They did do that. Hey, Peter.
She did the Edith voice.
Yeah. Wasn't it Those Were the Days? Isn't that the song?
No, or is that was
that, yeah, that was the song.
No, there was another song with the same general theme.
One time there was
she got signed to the Beatles Apple Records, and she's one of the few artists that had a success on Apple Records. And I don't think that has been re-released yet on CD. They're just getting their act together as far as the other Apple record.
The catalog.
Ones like Bad Finger. They finally got
So they get into the core of their library over there in Apple.
Ah, you are correct.
Yeah. See, when you don't know the answers to things, you make up bad jokes. Especially when you're buried in the very bowels of the WBC Traffic Network headquarters.
Yes.
Nine feet below ground.
Looking at monitors.
We were in a sub basement. Yeah.
You're wondering if we're ever going to dismiss you, Peter, and you're standing there at ease and everything. You're looking so good.
I'm just going to go back to copying the mail and enjoying the show, gentlemen.
thanks a lot.
All right.
What did you say? Going back to copying the mail?
Copying the mail. It's an old CB expression. It means just sit back and listen.
Oh, okay.
What's your 20?
Good buddy.
There you go. Right here in Middleton, Cowtown.
Oh.
Have you lived there long?
9 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, well, welcome. You sound like a pretty hip guy. I'm glad. Whereabouts do you live?
Right, 62 and 114, right at the center of town.
Oh, right downtown. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Peter. Hope to see you at the next town meeting next May, unless we have to have a quickie before then. If you'll pardon
the expression. Yeah, something goes wrong and we have to have an emergency meeting.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, Norman.
Take care, Peter. Thanks a lot.
You're going to have an emergency meeting, but you're going to forget the quickie?
Mm.
He's doing bad jokes again.
Well, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna take a break now for the news that's coming up in about 3 minutes. Then you guys will stick around another hour. Is that of course you
yeah,
will.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and we'll continue this for the second hour. And the phone number is 617-254-1030. So hang in there.
Offers of approved credit. Dealer to subsidize 61 payments to buyers. Source till 696 at used car retail. Book value based on current edition NADA.
Attention. Under special authorization, a local bank will sell off all their repossessed cars and trucks direct to the public at Silver City Ford, Hyundai Coachman, and Silver City's used car and truck outlet. This is it.
You from Suffolk Downs. Come on. Bet you'll like it.
Okay, we're back with the swell music quiz. And a panel made up of Ed Mullen.
Ta-da.
Jack Hart. Hold on while we get Jack back with us. Hello, Jack.
Hi.
And Tony Nesbitt is with us. Mike Epstein is our producer. And it's an all-star cast, and we're having just so darn much fun. And we're going to the second hour. And why don't we just maybe, do you think we can get through the rules quickly? Because, as you know, the Swell Music Quiz does have a guidebook that's about 600 pages. We have rules the same as the dumb birthday game. You know, you have to lay out the whole thing in advance. So tell us again, if you would, Ed, how this thing works.
Okay, let me get volume 3 right over here.
Okay, page 1, chapter 6. Basically, the 3 rounds, we throw a question on the table. Would you please try and answer it? If you can do it correctly, you get the opportunity to ask us a question.
That's round two.
If we get it right, you're gone. You're toast.
Down for the count.
Standing 8.
You're out.
You don't have to be cruel
if we get it wrong, you continue on to the final round.
Round 3.
Which is round 3, by the way. We call it round 3 around here. And
I love when the scantily clad woman walks around with a round card.
Tryouts for that word.
Get on with this.
So that's how it is. 3 rounds. But please, when you call, have a question ready for us in your category. Stick with that category.
Right. And the categories are rock and roll, big band, jazz, or musical comedy.
That's right.
And his orchestra. I sound like the offstage announcer. Okay, and he'll be flown to a lovely Caribbean island on the Trans-Caribbean Airways. Thank you.
Okay, let's they have a wonderful record, by the way.
They really do. They crashed every
single time. They have one flight
time
a year.
Tom in Boston. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Al?
Hey, we're doing okay. What category would you like?
I'll go with 80s or 90s rock and roll. How's that?
All right.
Is it already the 90s? I didn't think we got to that decade yet.
All right. Here's a great... for the 80s, here's a good one. Who helped Eddie Murphy with his number 2 hit in 1985, Party All the Time?
Rick James.
You are correct.
Ooh,
Rick
hey.
James.
What question do you have for us, Tom?
What a horrible song.
Okay, I think this question's okay. If you don't think it qualifies, let me know. But who sang the television theme song to the Jeffersons?
Oh, I know.
You do?
It was Janet Dubois, who was also Winona on Good Times.
Just blew me out of the water, Jack.
Wow.
Very good, Jack. You TV junkie.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, it's John Paul Hart to you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for trying, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you.
That's a great song.
Okay, bye-bye.
Moving on up.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, here's Fred in Medford. Hi, Fred.
How you doing, Norm?
Good. What category?
Beatles trivia.
Well, I don't know. Do we have Beatles trivia? Okay, Ed Mullen is always willing to oblige, so if it's possible, I guess he'll have Beatles trivia. And you have waiting in the wings a Beatles question for us then, too, if you get the answer to this.
Could I ask you, how about 60s trivia instead of Beatles? I'm all out of Beatles.
No problem there, sir.
All right. Here you go.
All right, then.
All right, here we go. Okay, pal. Here we go. Name the Motown drummer who married Berry Gordy's sister. And here's the hint. While singing a duet with singer Tammy Terrell, Tammy collapsed in his arm and died 2 years later of a brain tumor.
I'm very confused. There were so many names in that question.
It's the Motown drummer who married Berry Gordy's sister. That's really the question. And the hint is this. In 1967, or 1968, I'm not sure, while singing a duet on stage, Tammy Terrell
collapsed in his arm and later died from that injury. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Well, who's that male singer?
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think none of us are terribly sure. I have a feeling Ian Muller's
not over. Nice to talk to you, Mr. Nathan.
Okay.
I listen every night.
Hey, thanks a million.
Thank
you. Bye-bye, Fred. Have a great new year. Here's my friend Helene. I know the category she's going to pick. I bet you.
Rock and roll this time. She
yeah, that's right. You're going to do 1990 rock and roll. How you doing, Helene?
I'm fine. Listen, the only musical comedy question that was out there was so long ago.
I know, and somebody came up with the answer, but it's still out there. That was...
Somebody said this is the Army.
Yes, that's right. And so we'll allow that. Do you want to take that as the first one, or do you want another one? The question was, in World War II, there was only one Army unit that was integrated as a result of a Broadway show, and I asked what the show was and who wrote it. I he mentioned the name of the show.
Well,
but he
my
didn't...
guess is, and this is a guess, that it was Call Me Mister
yes.
by Harold Rome, and the song was Red Ball Express.
I'm supposed to say that all again? No, I don't think so.
What was the date of the show?
It happened during World War II. It was a show.
You said Harry Truman did it.
No. What I said was the Army was still segregated during World War II. Harry Truman, after the war, integrated it, and there were black and white troops together for the very, very first time.
But
this was the only time when the blacks and whites, at least in one unit, were integrated. And it was integrated specifically for the production of this show. They were all in the entertainment unit. And what was the name of the show and who wrote it?
Well, that would have been This Is the Army.
It was, yes. Well, yes. This Is the Army, but who?
I understood it was Harry Truman, and I know this. So the war was almost over when he became president.
No, that's right. He became president.
Why I thought it had to be after the war.
No. What I was saying, he integrated the services later on in the war. But at this point in the war, the services were not integrated except for this one unit because of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the show was This Is the Army. I mean, that is correct. Now, who wrote that, though? You said Harold. Oh, boy, that was tough to get the answer out of you on that one. No, that is correct. This Is the Army, and it was Irving Berlin's show, and all the receipts for the show, and it went all around the world and played.
I thought I was living in Los Angeles at the time.
Yes, yeah.
And Berlin himself was in it. He did From an Earlier War, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning.
Well, that's right. He wrote that for Yip Yip Ya Hank. The show he wrote for World War One. That's true. And anyway, that was the show anyway. Now, what the musical comedy question do you have
all
for us?
The song Till Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Show and composer. I'm very grateful.
Show and composer. That would be. That was Fiorello. Let me give you the answer. Fiorello.
Yes.
Candor and Ebb.
No. But I think you... Bach and Harnack.
Oh, Bach and Harnack. That's right. That's right. It was Sheldon Harnack and...
It was Fiorello, though.
It was Fiorello. Do I get anything on that?
I don't know. That's your decision. No.
You tell me what kind of an answer you were looking for. If you wanted both, I didn't give you both.
I wanted the show and the composer.
And the composer. Okay, so I missed.
You did.
Okay, so let me give you one then. And who wrote the words and music for these Broadway shows? I'll give you three shows. Tell me who the writers were. Let 'Em Eat Cake, OK, and Funny Girl.
Let 'Em Eat Cake was the Gershwin.
That's correct. And they wrote the other two also. Okay. So you have triumphed again.
What is this, number 10? Are you up to 10 yet, Helene?
No, well, I'm papering a room, but it's only half done.
Hold on, and we'll turn you over to Mike. Thank you very much for playing the game with us. But I thought there was kind of an interesting thing about the unit in This Is the Army. This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
No private rooms or telephone. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Irving Berlin wrote that specially. A big, big production for World War II, and it went to the Army Emergency Relief Fund or something like that, all the profits that were made. Some big people were in, including Ezra Stone. You guys who have done the old-time shows remember Ezra Stone as being Henry Aldrich.
Henry Aldrich.
That's
Coming
right.
Mother.
That's right.
Coming mother.
He worked with Irving Berlin on This Is the Army. Okay, we have John in Hopkinton. Hi, John.
Hi, Norm.
How you doing?
Good, how are you? I want to ask you a question. Wasn't Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning also in Irving Berlin's White Christmas?
Probably, it might very well have been. I think some of his songs were repeated in other movies and things later on.
Yeah, because in that movie, it was their commanding officer. It was Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye's commanding officer who was sort of running the inn.
Yeah, at the end of the show, though, at the end of the movie, when they all made up, one of the last songs they sang in that little show was, Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning.
There's one great line that I've always loved in that. He said, how's it go? How I hate to get out of bed. Something that's about the bugler. I can't. Do any of you remember that line about something his reveille and step upon him heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Wow, that's pretty close to it.
I can't think of how would he. Surgically remove his reveille, but he doesn't say it that way. It's a little lighter than that. Anyway, that's the song. Anyway, we're holding you up, John. What's your category?
I'll take 60s rock, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Amputate, that's it. He says, I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed. I had to finish that. Thanks a lot.
I feel fulfilled now, John. Thank you.
All right. That's right. Your life is fuller.
Okay, here's your question from Rock and Roll in the 60s. What we're looking for is the guitar player's name. He's much better known as the name we're looking for, so hopefully you can come up with that. Here's all the clues. What famous guitar player was born named Johnny Allen? Later on, only a couple years later, he was renamed James Marshall. Why, I don't know, but it's in there. James Marshall. Shortly thereafter, he formed his own group called the Blue Flames. And here's the hint. He was born in Seattle, and he was dead at age 27.
You got some really jovial questions. We got dying tumors.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Jimi Hendrix.
Got any questions about blood clots or anything?
Jimi Hendrix is correct.
Really?
Yeah. I was trying to... excellent. Very, very good job. I was going to try and throw you off. Do you notice the similarity of Kurt Cobain? They were born in Seattle.
It was
a total guess when you said 27. I kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
My question to you is, name me the only pure instrumental that ever hit number one on the charts in the rock and roll era.
Pure instrumental?
No words.
Well, I know an instrumental.
Well, like Wipeout. That actually has the word Wipeout.
Yeah, yeah.
This
is straight instrumental.
I'm thinking of one, but
this just in.
I'm thinking of.
Well, there's like Axel F. I mean, this, you know, that was my advice.
But that didn't go number one.
Yeah.
What about Green Onions? Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs?
No.
Was there something by George Benson?
No, sir.
Was
Rabble Rouser?
Oh, no. Was it something by, what's his name there, the keyboardist? Remember the video had the legs walking? Just
Herbie Rocket. Hancock.
Rocket with Herbie Hancock, or was it like?
I'm not going for this question. But,
no, we've already failed.
We can name a million.
I'll give you one more hint, real quickly. It was a theme song to a TV show in the
1960s. Y50.
You got it.
Wow.
Yeah, but. You know, do you have another question now? Because I don't think that's
number one, really.
Yeah, I'm not really.
That was the only instrumental to ever hit number one.
Wipeout and Pipeline and
never hit number one.
Rebel Rouser and none of them.
Wipeout hit number three. Pipeline hit number four. None of those songs ever hit number one.
I mean, we'll give it to you. Now here's a final question then for you, John.
Okay. Do you know the song called Sweet Soul Music?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Then you...
Well, sorry.
Womp.
It's a multiple choice. You're a good guy. I'll just go on to the next question. This is a tough one. You ready for a tough one?
I guess I am.
Okay. We're looking for this one person's name. Okay. Is that too tough?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. He wrote Superstar for the Carpenters. Remember that song, don't you remember? Okay. He wrote This Masquerade, and George Benson made it famous.
Wow.
Now, he also had a live triple album that made it in the top 10 in 1973. A live triple album, that's almost unheard of. Now, he did this without having a top 10 hit throughout his whole career. Who is he?
Paul Williams. No idea.
Jeez,
that's
a wild guess.
Yeah, that was a wild
how many
guess.
Times do you hear Paul Williams' name come up? And
the Carpenters, that's all I got. I have no idea.
Okay, thanks a lot, John. It's been fun having
a
you.
A live triple album. That's triple albums are unheard of, whether they're live or not.
They made the top 10. It wasn't just a, get out of the contract. Not too long.
Is Rob from Ontario, Canada. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Nice to hear from you all the way up there.
Great.
If you win the certificate of award, I think we have to go through customs and everything. No, that's true. We had a winner from the dumb birthday game, and I sent a package of our usual junky stuff, and I got it back with a few little form that says you got to fill this out and that out because it's going across the border.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I'll just... play for glory if I can get it.
Well, it's only a certificate, so you should be okay. Yeah.
What is the category you want?
I guess I'll take rock and roll in the 60s as well.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Do you know Sweet Soul Music?
Actually, did anybody take up on the question you asked about U.S. rockabilly singer who had material the Beatles did?
Good one. Yeah, the Beatles covered Matchbox. Yeah, Honey Don't. Right. Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, and these songs were all written by what 1950s rockabilly guitar player?
Are we talking about Carl Perkins?
Mr. Blue Suede Shoes. That is exactly right.
Okay, good.
You are correct. Do you have one for us?
Yeah. I guess it's on a Beatles theme again.
Sure.
Question popped in my mind when you talked about Mary Hopkin earlier. Can you name an American singer-songwriter who was signed to Apple Records around the same time as Mary Hopkin in 1968, who later became very, very well-known and very successful?
James Taylor?
Yes, that's right.
That's
you got it.
Interesting question. Yeah. Thank you very much, Rob.
Okay. Bye now.
Have a good New Year. And
it's tough, I'm telling you.
I'm tough. It might be the Christmas tough, season, man. But I'm not charitable. No.
He doesn't melt or become emotionally involved with any compassion at all during the Christmas season.
Terminator.
He
just doesn't have the time.
He gets tougher, I think, during the Christmas season.
He may.
Here's Skip, who's in Maine. Hi, Skip. You're on WBZ.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing. I think we're doing well. Let me ask you that. How do you think we're doing?
I think you're doing well.
Hey, I like that.
Good
thanks.
Show tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. Where in Maine are you?
Kittery.
Oh, Kittery.
Kittery,
just beyond Portsmouth out there, sure. York is up that way.
I just came from York earlier. I was working until midnight and listening to you on the radio, and I didn't have a car phone, and I missed the Tommy Rowe, and I missed the Paul Revere and the Raiders. But in the 60s rock and roll, I think I can answer one you've put out.
Okay, go ahead.
The Tammy Terrell question.
All right, this is that long question. A Motown drummer who married Berry Gordy's sister. And while singing a duet on stage, Tammy Terrell collapsed and later died a couple years later of a brain tumor. Who was this singer that was touched by tragedy?
Now, didn't Marvin Gaye sing with her?
You are correct.
That's
Marvin Gaye.
Before I ask you a question, other one about the instrumentals, what about Telstar and Peter Gunn?
Yeah,
did you get up there?
We're not accepting I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that was such a vague question, honestly.
No, those are ones I thought of.
Yeah, a caller asked us that, so we can't verify that right now for you.
Are you talking about a song from the old TV show, Peter Gunn?
Sure. That was a hit.
Mancini.
Number one hit, though?
Yeah, but that
might be the
I never think of that as rock,
right,
though. That was Henry Mancini.
Yeah, but it was on the popular charts.
It was on the popular charts, too, probably.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, that's a good rock and roll song.
Here's my, here's my question for you. Gary Lewis in the Playboys had a keyboard player who later became famous in his own right. Who was it?
What? Want to go out on a limb? Jack, are you with me on this?
You know.
Who wasn't that Jerry Lewis? Wasn't that
Jerry
the comedian
Lewis
Jerry
son?
Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
That's his son.
His son.
Yeah. So let me see. So that would have been a keyboard player who was famous in his own right. Oh, my. Can't think of it. I have an idea, but
quick, Norm's warming up the buzzer. Quick.
Daryl Dragon.
What was it?
How about Leon Russell?
Oh, Leon Russell.
Oh, you're coming around and get me on that one, right?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what happens? I've lost track of where we are. We give you one final question.
That's not a coincidence. You're asking me that because I asked that other question, right?
Which other one?
Never mind.
Okay, one final question then for Skip. And this is the certificate of award. There seems to be some terrible traumatic things happening here, and I don't have no idea what that is.
Wish we had a camera. The pain on our faces.
I know.
Okay, one final question.
Here's the question for you. Who wrote This Masquerade that George Benson made famous? He also wrote Superstar for the Carpenters. And he also had a live album in the top 10 in 1973.
He also wrote B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone.
Oh,
Jack. Okay, I'll take your word for it, Jack.
You're talking about the standard. The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone.
Okay, now who wrote all those and who produced?
Before you threw out the thrill is gone, I was going to say Barry Manilow.
No.
Well, now after the triple album and writing for the Carpenters, that seemed to make sense.
No, he didn't write anything for the Carpenters.
When you hear the answer, you'll know why we asked you that question.
He did the McDonald's tune, though, didn't he?
He did that on one of his live albums, double albums. He had a commercial medley with like Clearasil and McDonald's. But I do have before we hang up on you, I do have a question. We asked you that question because only about 10 minutes ago, I asked that same question, and the answer is, in fact, Leon Russell.
No kidding.
And you just asked that. We thought you were putting us on.
Yeah.
No.
So that's why we asked you again.
I didn't know that.
So what was your question that Leon Russell...
He was the keyboard player for Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
He was the keyboard
player. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Do I get anything for stopping you?
No, but I'm going to use that next week.
Okay, so we do not have a winner. So confused with all of them. Hey, Skip, thanks for calling.
Good talking to you.
Actually,
it's not The Thrill Is Gone. It's Hummingbird that B.B. King does.
Okay, because The Thrill Is Gone...
You threw them off. You fooled them.
Yeah, The Thrill Is Gone is an old standard, a beautiful song. The Thrill Is Gone. Terribly sad song. I'd sing it for you, but it makes me cry.
The other night on TV, the presidential awards at the Lincoln Center, they were giving one to B.B. King.
Yes.
And Joe Williams stood up in the third row and finished up singing Every Day I Have the Blues.
Oh, really? Oh, what a nice moment that must have been. I wish I'd seen that.
It was just great. When we were up there in New Hampshire, I just remembered what a thrilling night that was to see Joe Williams live.
We were up at Portsmouth, at the Portsmouth Music Hall. He's a real... real first-class guy. Fred in Westford. Hi, Fred. You're on WBZ.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. What category would you like, Fred?
60s rock.
50s. 60s rock.
Okay, here's 60s rocks. Name a guitarist who backed up at one point in his career Mick Jagger, another point Rod Stewart, and another point Jeff Beck. A guitarist who had backed up at one time, Mick Jagger, at one time Rod Stewart, and at one time Jeff Beck. Are you coloring, Jack?
Huh?
Are you coloring?
I was scratching.
Oh.
Eric Clapton?
Eric Clapton is not right. No, sorry.
I'm sorry, Fred, but thank you very much for trying.
Yeah, well, I knew the answer to that one.
Yeah. Frank from in Salem. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Good, thank you. What category would you like?
That's the rock and roll 80s.
Okay.
Okay, rock and roll in the 80s. Here we go. All right. Now, what was the only top 40 hit that the Commodores had since Lionel Richie left the group? They have only had one big success. In fact, it won a Grammy. But it was the only big song. They've had a lot of songs, just haven't really made it.
Yeah.
What was the big hit they had with Lionel Richie? I mean,
they had a few, didn't they?
Many.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot.
I'm Easy.
Yeah, I think
sure, Jack, but don't get into that now.
No, there was a period when I was playing pop music, and I remember playing Lionel Richie and the Commodores and stuff. And I'm Easy, I think, was the song. Get the answer to that?
No, I don't have the answer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for trying, sir. Nice to hear from you, Frank. Let's go to Joe in Virginia. Incidentally, the phone number is 617-254-1030. And the categories are rock and roll, but we also have big band, we have jazz, and we have musical comedy, if you care to get into any of those categories as well. How you doing, Joe? Where in Virginia are you?
I'm in Norfolk, Norm.
Oh, nice to talk with you all the way down there in Norfolk.
Right on the coast.
Okay. What category would you like?
Let's try rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Okay. How about rock and roll from the 80s?
Great.
Okay. Now, it's a somewhat of a trick question, so just... listen carefully for the clues. Whose song Controversy was just the start of his delirious career? His last name was Nelson. Whose song Controversy was the start of his delirious career? His last name was Nelson.
Gosh, I don't know, guys.
I'm sorry.
It's a good question.
Okay. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Joe. Thank you very, very much.
I have a friend named Joe in Norfolk, Virginia. That wasn't him, though.
No, I don't think so.
I hope you say hello. Joe, if you're still listening, say hello to my friend Joe down there.
Oh, you be quiet. Parker, you're on WBZ. Hi, Parker.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Hey, okay. Right. Okay, what category? You'd like rock, I'll bet you.
I just got it.
I just kind of sense it. Okay.
You sensed right.
All right. Here we go. How about rock from the 70s?
70s or 80s, either one.
Okay. Whose song, Rapper's Delight, is a two-part question. Whose song, Rapper's Delight, ushered in a new era in music? And the second part is, what song was sampled throughout the song?
It rings a bell, but I don't have an answer.
Oh, I'm just so darn sorry, Parker.
I'll call back because I got a great question for you.
Why don't you ask it anyway? We're kind of curious as long as you brought it up.
All right. I want to know the name of the longest, the rock song that hit the charts with the longest name to it. The most words in the name of the song.
Most words.
That was, hold on, I'm trying to remember the song. It came out last year.
No.
You sure that wasn't?
I'll give you a hint. It was Pink Floyd.
You sure Meatloaf doesn't hold that title now?
Yeah, it's possible.
With
I would lie for you, and that's the truth.
No. Something about the mirror. What the rearview mirror?
Oh yeah, objects in the
rearview mirror
appear larger than
closer than they seem.
I would do anything for you, but I won't do that.
There was a Pink Floyd song, and the title of the song was "Several Species of Small Furry Animals Gathered Together in a Cave, Grooving with a Pict."
Oh yeah,
oh I was close.
Full of Secrets or something.
say that again. Several
species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave, grooving with a pict.
What is that? 13?
Something along those lines. That was a Trivial Pursuit question I had a long time ago.
Okay.
Here's a final question.
He missed the first question.
Yeah, could be.
He just wanted to ask us a question because he had a good one there.
Hey, what happened there?
Thanks, Parker.
Thanks.
Fall asleep.
Thank you very much. No, so I figured he'd ask, even though he was out of the running at that point, because we were curious about what the question was. Richard, you're on WBZ.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, Richard. Where are you?
Well, I pulled off the side of the road here in Plastow.
Oh, Plastow, New Hampshire, right across from Haverhill.
Yep.
Okay, what category would you like?
Rock and roll.
All right, here's one for you. Toy Story is one of the current box office hits right now. In that movie, the 1970s classic, The Boys Are Back in Town, is in that movie, that song, The Boys Are Back in Town. What group made that song famous? They say the toys are back in town.
Yeah. Sing a few bars for me.
Okay. Is that your question for us?
No.
Ready, Jack? Well, which boys, the boys are back in town, is this?
The famous one, not the...
There's two of them.
I know. Not Eddie Murphy, the bus boys.
Okay, yeah, all right. That's a...
Oh, boy, that's familiar, but I can't...
Boys are back in town.
We're
going
to sing it around.
The boys are back.
What's that? Go ahead.
Can I ask you one since I can't get this one?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, quickly. Go ahead.
Okay. 1967. Little Bit of Soul. Who sang it?
The... I know this. The Explosion. The Explosion. Oh.
The Atomic Explosion.
Oh,
Come on.
He's in pain.
Oh, you're going to get me.
Come on. Mm.
Little Bit of Soul.
The blue.
Music Explosion.
The Music Explosion.
Okay. Good luck, guys.
Okay, thank you very much, Richard. Bye-bye. Okay.
I need a coffee.
Let's go to Edmund in Franklin, Massachusetts. Hi, Edmund.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. What's the category?
Well, I could answer... like either two of the three rock questions.
Well, just one. Just pick whichever one, particularly the one you think you're particularly sure of.
The Rapper's Delight.
Rapper's Delight.
That's a two-part question, though.
Edmund, okay, here's the ushered in a new rap era. Now, what group performed it?
Sugar Hill Gang.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And what song was sampled throughout it?
Good Times.
Exactly, by the group Chic.
Right.
Great. By the way, Edmund, my name is Edmund, too, from one Edmund to another.
Cool.
Wow.
We have a thing going on right here, right now. You're same brain waves.
Edmund Power.
You know, the team Edmund can't Power. Team.
A question team. For us now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Going with this whole thing, what was the name of James Brown's backing band that featured Bootsy Collins and Maceo Parker?
Oh.
Jack, is it the Famous Flames?
Well, that was in the, like, 50s and 60s, and I think that whatever he tours around with now, I think they use that name with, you know, different musicians. I think we lost.
Yeah, I would say we did lose. As a matter of fact, that makes it official. We did lose. What is the answer?
That's the JBs.
The JBs.
JBs. Okay. And one final question for you, then.
Okay.
And a certificate of award rides on your answer. So this is a tense moment.
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's see. Name the band. Its first hit. This band had its first hit while backing Eric Burdon. And...
War?
Correct. Ooh. War is the answer.
Sweet.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a winner.
You have won a certificate of award, and we thank you very much, Edmund. What a nice way to end this year by winning one of our cheesy certificates of awards. Yeah, let's just take a break for a couple of commercials or something. We'll be back and take some more calls right up until 2 o'clock this morning here on the Swell Music Quiz. So stand by.
Kids. The next time it snows, you know where to go.
Well, early in the...
Then the number itself.
News 4 reporters get off their seats to cover your hometown from your hometown. That's tradition.
Okay. Just a little in joke here, too. I'll tell you about it later on. But it reveals stuff about WBZ's personnel that is just frightening. Wow. Anyway, let's go to Mario in Cambridge. Hi, Mario. You're on WBZ.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're okay. What category would you like?
I'll go with jazz for a change.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yay. Well, thank you very much. Okay. What instrument is played by Max Roach, Art Blakey, and Ray McKinley? Although I think Ray McKinley's probably dead, so he may not be playing it much anymore. But Max, what is the instrument of those three musicians?
Drums, of course.
Drums, of course, is correct. Now, if you'll hit us with a jazz question, I appreciate it. You can do it any time that's convenient for you, like right now, if you've got one. You have one handy?
Oh, you want me to ask you one?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's, oh, okay. That's, yeah. See, then we throw, if we miss, then we throw another question at you, and if you get that, that's when you win the swell certificate of award.
Oh, I see. I didn't know how to ask the question myself.
What is the question?
I'm thinking about it. How about if you ask me another question, and then I'll ask you one?
No. Just ask it. We've said it 1,000 times on this program that that before you call, you've got to have a question ready, stuff, so you can give it to us.
Okay. What does James Williams play?
James Williams plays the piano.
Okay, and this is the second part of the question.
Wait a minute. And then what is there, a third part of the question?
No, just a second part, which is important. It goes with the question.
Okay.
Which group did he play with? Quite important group.
I always thought of him as just a solo pianist who played with different groups. I didn't know he played with any specific group over any period of time.
Yeah, well, actually, the group that kind of made him well-known was Art Blakey's Jazz Messenger.
Was he with Blakey very long?
I think for a few years.
Yeah?
I'm not quite sure for how long.
Okay, because I've seen James Williams play, and I just never associated him with any other group, but I apparently missed that.
He has his own group now, so he's a very well-established musician by himself, but I think that's when he got started.
Okay. Okay, now I'll ask you something. Yes, sir. I'm sure going to ask you something right this minute. I will serve. Yes,
Norm,
sir.
You're supposed to have a question ready.
Yeah, I guess so, but hardly anybody's picked this. The drummer who leads the band on Conan O'Brien's late night TV show.
I think you ask this every time.
I love that. I love the way he plays. I think he's fine, the drummer there. He was in rock, but actually what he's playing now really sounds more like jazz to me. Fine musician.
Yeah, his name is Max Weinberg.
Max Weinberg is absolutely correct. And so you have won a certificate of award.
Okay.
You stumped us, so thank you very much, Mario. Okay. Don in Cambridge. Don, you're on WBZ.
Hi, Norm.
Hi. What category would you like?
I wanted rock and roll, but can I answer a question that wasn't answered?
Yeah.
The one who backed up Mick Jagger and what were the other names?
Yes, name the guitarist who backed up Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart, and Jeff Beck.
That would be Ron Wood.
You are correct. Very good, yeah. He was with the Yardbirds with Jeff Beck, then later on with Faces, and then, of course, with the Rolling Stones. Do you have a question for us, please?
Right, it's about the Rolling Stones. Ron Wood replaced Mick Taylor, who replaced who? Who was the original guitarist?
Brian
Jones.
Oh, you got it.
Okay, thank you very much, Don.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, here's Jeremy in Milton. Hi, Jeremy.
How's it going this morning?
Hey, it's gone fantastically. We're so pleased.
Has anybody answered the Boys Are Back in Town question?
No.
No.
Because I believe it was Thin Lizzy.
You are correct.
I believe correctly.
Oh.
All right.
All right, now I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
In 1972, the Moody Blues hit number 2 with Knights in White Satin. What year was it originally recorded? Or originally released.
Breathe deep, gathering glue. Watch lights fade.
From every room.
What year was it originally released?
Yeah.
It was 1972.
Originally recorded or released?
Released. Yeah. Okay. What year was the album released?
No idea. Jack, you want to take a stab?
What year it was recorded or released? Have we established that yet?
Oh, released, okay. Yeah.
I'll say from the sounds of it, 68.
Close. It was 67.
And it wasn't a hit until when?
72.
71?
Yeah, well, I guess the story is that a disc jockey on the West Coast used to end his show with it, and then it came back.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the fact that these guys were just a year off, is that...
Nah, it doesn't
You think
matter.
That's a legit
it
kind of question?
Matter.
No, I understand that. It just seems to me that does it really isn't a trivia question. It doesn't seem quite fair. They came within 1 year of that, and
well,
It doesn't seem terribly important.
Drawing all our knowledge of music and history together to come up with an answer and to be minutes away from the truth.
So what do you guys think? Did you flunk on that one?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll ask you one final question.
Very good.
I think I'm outvoted. I'm trying to protect you guys. Okay.
They appreciate it.
We've got a whole sheet. You know, we cut an extra sheet of paper in the copier for the certificate. We're all set.
What was Harry Chapin's fabled radio station called?
Oh, God.
Harry Chapin only had a couple of hits. Only had a couple of top 40 hits. One of them was...
Cats in the Cradle was one, I remember.
And Cats in the Cradle was one of them. You are correct.
Was that where the radio... No, that radio station didn't show up on that one.
Right. The radio station. It was the title of the song. And there was a... there was a code word in it, which kind of told about the song.
Oh, God. When I hear it, I'm going to kick myself, but I don't know it. WBZ?
That's right.
I think it was WLLH in Lowell. I think that was it. Yeah.
Or was it WNBP in Newburyport?
Yeah, that might be. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice night, guys.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. Brian and Melrose. Hi, Brian.
How you doing,
Tom? Okay, what category would you like?
Well, I'd like to answer the last question if I could.
Well, let's see if you could.
That would be WOLD.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. WOLD. Larry's getting Larry.
I was actually holding for Ron Wood, but somebody got there before me.
Okay, do you have a question for us, please?
Yeah, let me see. We'll go to the Moody Blues. What was... they put out quite a few albums. There was one album in particular that didn't do so good. Could you name that album?
And what was the color of the paper on the front?
Probably, I think it was black, and it had each one of the individuals.
Oh, stop. No, I was thinking...
I mean, what do you define as it didn't...
Yeah,
it wasn't...
Is it like their only non-platinum album?
Hold on. Do you have a more specific question? Because that really is pretty vague.
Because it may not have sold well, but it might be like near and dear to like my heart, for example, even though everybody else thinks it stinks.
I see your point.
He sees your point.
It's a miracle.
The rest of us didn't even understand what you were talking about.
And I communicated that across all those miles.
After the Youngbloods, what was Jesse Colin Young's first album without the Youngbloods?
Jesse Colin Young, you say?
Let's see. Well, her big hit song was Get Together, and I wonder if that would be the title of the album.
It's not a hit. Not a her, it's a he.
You know, his favorite album.
Did he have another song called Let's Get Together?
Let's Get Together with...
Okay, I think... I think we missed that one. Okay.
That would be Songbird, by the way.
All right.
Oh, Songbird, I was going to say that.
Okay, what state...
That was the name of the Moody Blue album.
Slide Zone.
Oh, what was it called?
Stepping in the Slide Zone.
Yeah. I wouldn't have bought that one either.
Yeah.
Okay. That was very popular in my neighborhood.
All right. What state was mentioned in the Eagles song, Take It Easy?
What state?
That's an interesting question. I used to play that record, too. Take it easy. Anyway.
That's right.
I can't remember the words.
You have 50 to choose from.
Right.
Yeah. Are they still performing now?
Yes, they are now. Yeah.
Hell apparently did freeze over. And they got back together.
I'd say California.
California is not correct.
Ah,
sorry about that.
Stumped.
Thanks for playing.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Brian.
You. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. And I hope you have a good New Year's also. And we'll go to John in Revere. Hi, John.
Hello.
John, how you doing?
All right. And you?
What category would you like, John?
Rock. 80s rock, if possible.
Okay.
Okay, 80s rock.
Too easy.
Okay, don't do that. Okay.
Too easy.
All right. Let's go to this. Okay, here's some songs that were big hits by people who've had either just one or two hits. And if you get two out of three, you win. this round. I'm going to name the title of the song. First one is It's My Life. Do you know what group did that one? It's My Life.
I know the song, but I don't know the group.
Okay, is it next one for you? Electric Avenue. That song was played about every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Electric Avenue.
Oh, I can't remember this guy's name.
Nope, you got me.
All right. I'm sorry. Thank you very much for trying, John. Okay, let's take a break. Be right back.
This is not an ad to sell you something. It isn't an ad to ask for something or warn you about something. It isn't a car ad or a jeans ad or a sneaker ad. It isn't an ad for fast food or slow food or any food. This is simply an ad to say thank you for donating to Globe Santa. Thank you for making Christmas special for nearly 60,000 children who might not have had one at all without you. From all of us at the Boston Globe, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Wow, does the Boston Globe Santa still do that? Hang on, let me check. Yes, and they celebrated 70 years this season. We'll continue to provide the laughs, the irreverence, and all the silly we can muster for 2026. Happy New Year, everyone. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. Four nice little fellas imprisoned in a traffic cell. Hep, hip, and cool. Ed's sneaky way of making you think you may have won, and then he pops your music balloon. Well, so to speak. The Westinghouse Hitmen, Cy Oliver, Signal Drift, Myron Myrovich, and Clarence Beeks. Hebrew School, the Teen Canteen Kings, and the Ooby Doobies. Left-handed violinists, WMEX, your rock and roll radio pioneer. Tear-inducing flourishes and ruffles. Mozart. Robert J. Lertzema. Obsequiousness. Reviewing the questions, Kick Cereal and Trickster for Kids. The fastest guitar in the West. Yiddish and the Onion Polka. Quickie Town Meetings in Middleton, Mass. Copying the Mail. CB Radios. Trans-Caribbean Airways. Being Ready to Oblige. Surgically Removing Your Revelry. Canadian Customs Forms. Playing for Glory. Doing Well. Clarasil McDonald's Medleys. Tense Moments. In Jokes About WBZ Personnel. WLLH in Lowell. WNBP in Newburyport. Seeing the Point. Winslow, Arizona. The Globe Santa. Mike Epstein. The Itchy John Paul Hart. The Swell Music Quiz Terminator. Edmund Mullen. In Your Quiz Band Leader. Norman Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.
Just a little in joke here too. I'll tell you about it later on, but it reveals stuff about WBZ's personnel that is just frightening.